Happy New Year's from Aviel and Galit.
You're back for another episode of Life Lesson Thrift Shop.
New year, new episode, and we hope new audience.
New audience?
New in addition to our current and old audience.
It just felt like you were saying goodbye to the old audience, and let's replace them.
Just welcoming some newcomers.
Yeah,
newcomers. Exactly. So, New Year's, we're obviously not going to just be talking about our experience with New Year's, rather our takeaway. And from our takeaway, feel free to take away what you want to take away from our takeaway.
I think I got confused. Like, I was watching your hands. You had, like, hand motions going on. They didn't see it. It kind of helped me understand what you were saying. I hope that your words were as coherent as your...
Right. I mean, I think the purpose of what I was doing was kind of to not be coherent. Trying to be a little facetious, but...
Okay.
That's aside.
Yeah. No, I think it was good. Okay. Well, really, let's just talk about, like, New Year's
as a concept.
Yeah. Because, like, Halloween costumes, Thanksgiving, feast. You know what I mean? Like, what's New Year's about?
New Year's, like,
the party.
Resolution. Ball dropping.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of jumped to the meat of it that we were going to talk about.
Right.
Like, one second. Before you talk about resolutions, let's, like, talk about, like, you know, New Year's is, like, partying and, like, the ball drop and, like, the kiss at midnight. But, like, aside from that, what's, like, New Year's?
As my AP World History teacher would say, what is the meat and potatoes? Give me meat and potatoes.
Oh, really? That's what she would say?
Yeah, whenever we would be writing an essay, meat and potatoes.
Interesting.
So, Galit, go ahead. Give us the meat and potatoes.
Okay, so resolutions is really what goes to my mind when it comes to New Year's.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right? It's like, you know, you have the people...
I think there's New Year's resolution, New Year's kiss. That's about it, I think.
So New Year's generally is associated with the word resolution, I think.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Like, I know this since I'm a kid. Like, in those movies where, like, people have those New Year resolutions and they have, like, a whole list of a list of things that they want to improve.
Typically, that list is going to be made up of words, those words.
Yes.
Where it's describing certain things. Yeah.
Yes. I understand. Yeah. You're making fun of me. Thank you.
A little bit. No problem. That's what I'm here for. It's actually on my New Year's resolution to make more fun of you.
Okay.
So far, it's going fantastic.
Great. I'm glad to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, though, New Year's is like all about those like resolutions that you have. And honestly, I feel like I never really connected with it. Like, I didn't really connect with the whole, when I was younger at least, that whole, okay, the change of a minute is going to basically change the whole year and going to change what I'm going to be doing in this coming year and what I want out of my life.
Right, because like, what's the significance of that minute?
Yeah.
And what all of a sudden changed?
Exactly. And I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that as a kid. But yeah. I feel like our mindset kind of, you know, changed as we got older. We're like,
we decided to give that minute significance.
Yes. Because does it have significance? No.
No, it's whatever you want it to mean.
Yeah.
And for us, I think it's starting fresh and whatever was in the past year, you know, that's over. We're done with it. And there's room to look back and, you know, to the past and whether it be mistakes or the good stuff. But saying, okay, right now, this is a new page. I'm starting off fresh the same way that Glee and I will sometimes do, you know, when doing a recording. Sometimes we'll start off an episode and we'll feel like it was kind of crooked and we feel like it kind of went awry and we have trouble getting back into, you know, the swing of things. Like, we felt like we didn't really have momentum and we're like, okay, you know what? We're starting fresh. It's a brand new recording and we're gonna, you know.
Yeah. And it also helps, like, you know, taking that first step of, like, having the introduction because you need that, like, that first step that kind of, like, eases you in. You know what I mean?
Starting off on the right... Wait, what do you mean?
We kind of need that whole introduction of being, like, welcoming everybody back. And we can't just, like, take a pause in the recording and then just, you know what, let's continue. What you were saying, I was just adding. I was adding of Yale, but I guess I didn't add.
Okay, no, I wasn't sure that I understood you.
Maybe they didn't understand me either.
Okay. So we're going to start the recording over now. No. Well, if we did, you guys wouldn't know.
I mean, unless yeah, no, they really
unless
wouldn't.
Unless we just told you. But in any case, so New Year's resolutions.
Yes. And I think it's people who have like the whole New Year's resolution, they kind of have that outlook of, okay, starting fresh, it's a new year, it's a new me, kind of.
Yeah. I think we came to internalize it a little bit more intensely, though.
Yeah. So that's why I wanted to kind of delve in a little bit further, because like we were saying, okay, we're starting fresh, but everyone can be like, well, yeah, that's the point. That's why they're resolutions, because, you know, we're taking that blank piece of paper and like just starting with something new. And then like sometimes I guess that's like one of the things, like, you know, you have those resolutions. That's also something I learned from like the movies and stuff. So like you have resolutions, but you don't follow through with them. You know right. What I mean? Like you kind of just keep it for the following year and like, you know, for like the next 10 years as well.
Right.
So like what are we kind of talking about?
I think for me, you know, I didn't really. Well, OK, that's not true. I did set a couple resolutions, but I think the biggest thing that I guess you can call it a resolution. The biggest resolution I made was changing my mindset. You know, everything that happened in the past year, I could pick out all the stuff that, you know, makes me go, oof, that's kind of a bummer. And I really wish I would have done that differently, or different things that I'm still hung up about. You know, like, okay, fine, that happened. Great. But now I have a new year in front of me and I'm going to be looking at things positively. And our psychologist on the show, Dr. Galit, she could tell you about, you know, self-fulfilling prophecies and really just going in, okay, you know, right now I'm starting fresh. And again, that minute really means nothing unless you want it to. Right now I'm saying, okay, whatever it was, I'm starting fresh now. I'm going in with a positive attitude. All this great stuff is going to happen to me this year. And, you know, like I can say for myself, I decided this year that either I'm going to have great experiences or I'm going to have experiences that are going to help me grow. You know, there aren't any bad things. It's just opportunities for me to learn more about myself, to challenge myself and develop.
Yeah, and have better stories for the future.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it's always those stories that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened, that you kind of laugh about in the future. I mean, sometimes.
And or on the show.
Yes, yeah. For sure. Can't forget that. But what you were saying about the self-fulfilling prophecy, because you were poking fun, again, I believe, but
I'm really like going strong with this resolution.
Yeah, I feel it. But what you were saying about that, because I really like what you were saying, because we did speak about this.
Right.
We did. But hearing it a little bit more clearly, having that minute have significance, that this year is either going to be full of like just great experiences or experiences that are just going to, you know, add to you in the end of like it all. So kind of like going to like the whole like self-fulfilling prophecy, that I feel like I've just been like, or it's also like the law of attraction, the self-fulfilling prophecy and law of attraction, and like kind of having those positive thoughts. And I don't know what life is. Mm-hmm. Just like, what is life? I don't understand it.
What is love, baby? Love.
I think that's what is love, not what is life.
Right. I know. I did say what is love.
Oh, okay. So you just had the what is. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what I mean, because I didn't finish my sentence and they probably don't know what I mean.
I know where you're going to go, but feel free to elaborate so they'll understand.
Yeah.
Just having that positive mindset and then positive things happening.
Yes.
That's not where. Okay.
No, I don't know, because you kind of, it's so bad when someone like stops my train of thought, I'm done.
I think that's more or less a direction. You can expand on that.
Yeah, no, but I was like saying like, what is life? And oh no, it's about like physics. Like physics, like people could get behind like those, like gravity, you know what I mean? And there are like things that you don't really understand. Like you're like, okay, of course, gravity, like that makes sense. And that's like something that like we all know to be true. We learn about it. But the thing is that there's something about thinking positive and actually like attracting different positive like energy towards you. When you're putting it out there, it comes back to you. You know what I mean? Like the whole like thing about like the red lights, when you're like in a rush somewhere and you're just like, I got to get there.
Right.
And
I'm trying to think what it's called.
Murphy Law?
Yeah, thank you. Murphy's Law.
And this isn't what the episode is about, so I don't really want to get too into detail about it. But like, mm-hmm. it's something that's so important that you have that positive outlook on like the whole New Year's or just everything in life, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that's like something that's important like that in and of itself, like having that whole like positive outlook in general, not only for like the specific start of the new year, but like always kind of like that's something that you want to work on is so important.
Yeah. And even if you don't believe in, you know, the law of attraction or you're saying, okay, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy, there is basis to it, but not in everything, you know, okay, right now I'm going to have a positive outlook and my entire year is going to be fantastic. No, like probably not.
Yeah.
But I think if you have a more positive view, then even like the bad stuff won't be as bad. Mm-hmm.
It's easier to get through the things.
Right.
Depending what it is, of course. But
You know what? I don't even think depending what it is. If you have a positive outlook, I don't think that it could hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with being happy and like just being positive? Like, I think you're just like a happier right. person. Life is just better.
Because I think even now, right? I was saying, okay, there are different things that I'm looking at. You know, there aren't any bad things. It's mm-hmm. just opportunities for me to grow.
Yeah.
And so even I'm looking, right? We said, okay, whatever happened this past year, let it be.
Let it be.
And so like I did.
That's a song.
Yeah. Like this New Year's, I did go through a process of, okay, let me sum up, you know, this past year's highlights and from a trip I did, one of the guys was saying like slays and nays, like, oh, that slays or that's like, mm-hmm. it's a slay or a nay, mm-hmm. like highs and lows.
Yeah.
So like I did look at the nays, the lows, mm-hmm. and having the mindset that I want to go into this new year with, I looked at, you know, stuff that happened last year and the stuff that like bummed me out or the stuff that I'm maybe even regretting a little bit and just looking at it like, okay, but look at that experience. Look how much you grew and take that into this new year. Like it does help a lot.
Another thought that we spoke about because Aviel and I decided to, well, he really wanted to. I was actually really tired, but he was like, no, I really want to have a drink. And we sat outside and we're talking. That was how we brought in the new year. We sat outside talking over a drink. I feel like it sounds like we're older or like we're at a bar or something, like sitting
we're
over
so
a drink.
We're so big now.
But like we're sitting and we just started laughing about like different things. Adoption came up at some point.
Yeah.
Because
apparently that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Continue. That's apparently a thing that you want to do. I was like, wait, what? I was like, that's my thing. What are you doing? What are you talking
identity
about?
Identity crisis.
It was really funny. We had, it was a serious talk, but a very light serious talk. But, and like something also like, it's definitely like a positive talk. And I think the laughter helped a lot with that.
Yeah, for sure. Alcohol is great, guys. No. We're not endorsing anything.
Yeah. It was like nothing. Yeah. I don't know how much you put in, but like it was, I don't drink
a lot.
Yeah. A lot. So it was definitely for an occasion. But anyways, what we were talking about is just like something so incredible. Like you didn't know when the start of last year, you didn't know all these good things that were going to happen to you in this year. And right. you don't know what's about to come in this coming year. And it's kind of like having that excitement. What awaits you ahead?
Yeah.
Was that English? Again, what is wrong with my English? What awaits you? What awaits you?
What awaits
yeah.
you? Yeah.
So yeah, it's something that's really exciting to think about. Like Aviel was talking about like a few different highlights that happened in my past year. And he's like, well, did you know this or this or this? I was like, no. And right. it's something that so much happens in 1 year. And
right. like, I think like in 6 months time, like the day that you're going to have is going to be, wow, just mind blowingly great. I don't know what it is, right? Maybe you're going to get a promotion. Maybe you're going to have a kid. I don't know. Or maybe you're going to
meet somebody.
Right. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Let's give like not an exact 6 months to this day. Let's say like the week of like 6 months from now, like right. that whole week.
Right. That's more realistic.
Yeah.
For sure.
We can include more people.
Just like
in
6 months
it.
From now. Your life is going to be so great.
Yeah. Not that it's not now, but like.
Right. Just something amazing is going to happen. And like the same way that it happened, you know, last year, you had no clue that so many great things were going to happen.
Yeah.
And even like the not so great stuff, it's just, huh, wow. I had no clue that like my life was going to, you know, my year was going to be like this.
Yeah. And like different things that you just had to grow from. But like, it's also something that's important, like also just focusing on the positive things. You know what I mean? Because yeah, I'm sure that there were things that were a little bit downers that happened this year. And we didn't mention those. We were just talking about all the good stuff. And like not being oblivious to like the, I don't know, more negatives that can happen. But it's really like just focusing on some positives. It's good. It's healthy, I think.
Yeah.
To an extent. Right?
Yeah.
You just sound responding. So I'm not sure if I'm like, you know, you're agreeing if I'm saying something wrong.
No. I was kind of just thinking... Where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? In which sense? With the like podcast?
We're just talking about, okay, you know, having a solid mindset. Mm-hmm. And what that like really is, like that significance of that minute changing. Now it's midnight. Now it's 2024. Mm-hmm. And what that means, like 2024, time is just a social construct. Mm-hmm. You know, like it has no significance unless we want it to have significance. And I think sometimes we do need to take that time, like the same way that, you know, if life isn't going great, you can move to Texas, you know, no one there, unless you're from Texas, then in that case, move to North Dakota. I don't know. but you move away, you get a new job, you're doing a new thing, you're meeting new people, no one knows you. You can completely reinvent yourself. You know, the way that you do in college, like there's nothing... Okay, unless you go somewhere where, like, you know a lot of your friends are going to.
A lot of, well, if...
Right, I'm noticing that now. But the same way that, like, hypothetically, you can go to college and completely reinvent yourself, there is something super refreshing about that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no one knows anything about me. They're going to know what I want them to know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like, oh, well, I remember in ninth grade, you did that one super embarrassing thing. That chances are, you're the only one who remembers it, but... can feel amazing knowing that, okay, right now, like, there's no good, there's no bad, and just what's in front of me is whatever, you know, I'm going to put in the effort to make that stuff happen.
Yeah. In case it wasn't 100% clear, like you're saying that, you know what, this new year, you're starting it and everything, you're putting whatever in the past, and you're just starting fresh.
Right. You're mentally moving away to Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Or to North Dakota and or going to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Texas or North Dakota... Texas, North Dakota, or college.
And or college
where no one knows you.
Right, exactly.
So, but it's all mentally.
Right, so you're mentally moving away, starting fresh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So now that we're all on the same page.
So now, like, thinking more about ourselves, is there something that you feel, something in the past year that you're like, okay, that's something I need to forget about? Or something this coming year that you're saying, okay, you know what? That's what I'm going to be working on. That's what I'm going to be pushing toward.
Huh. Good question. You sure you don't want me to ask you this one?
I'm pretty sure.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's something, okay, I definitely like, I can say it with more confidence and everything, but it's just something that I'm still getting a handle on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Getting comfortable with and everything. But I guess I'll ease my way into it. Basically.
No pressure. Take your time.
Yes. Thank you.
We're here with you.
I'm in my 20s. I got to 24 already. I was 22 like yesterday. And now that you're 22, I'm like, you took my place. I don't understand how that happened. So I'm like, wow. There are like certain things that just kind of like happen in your 20s. And this like period is only going to last so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I kind of felt, in a way, much older than I actually am.
As in?
I was either too young or too old, like in different departments. I felt like I was very mature. I was very, like, responsible. And I always put different things before fun. But at the same time, I felt like there are different, like, experiences that I didn't have because I just didn't give them any importance in my life, because also it kind of like tied to the point that I was like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah. Okay. That resonates with me. Yeah.
And so I kind of was like, I really want to be focused on my happiness. And that doesn't mean that I'm pushing away responsibilities. That doesn't mean that I'm going to stop college because I'm not exactly enjoying it.
Yeah.
It means that I'm going to really prioritize having good friendships, having good experiences, like going on hikes that I think I mentioned in other episodes, that I just started hiking more, and it's really something that I'm enjoying. Going camping and different things like that, like making sure that I'm prioritizing happiness, because I think that's important at any age. But yeah. I think that in your 20s, I think it's just the time to kind of like find yourself.
Yeah.
Beforehand, you're in school and then in high school, and everything's very structured and you kind of know where you're supposed to be. Right. And then afterwards, you hit your 30s, and I feel like people are more or less like figuring things out, like or have figured things out. I'm not like discluding anybody, but I feel like that's kind of like, you know, like we have friends who are reaching their 30s or getting closer, and they're kind of like solidifying different things and like, huh, they're kind of like set.
Right.
And I feel like your 20s is the time that you give yourself to figure everything out. And right. I kind of thought that I had everything figured out.
Really?
Maybe like in different things. I was like, no, I just have to do this and this. But I just kind of like neglected like, oh, I can have fun also.
Because I think I'm 22, but most of my 20s, you know, the past 2.5 years, I've really just been focusing on, okay, I need to get my stuff together. How do I get my stuff together? Because I don't have my stuff together.
Okay.
But I can't take the time to like find myself. No, I got to get my stuff together.
Exactly. No. So yeah. That's like the thing. So my thought process really was like, okay, I just need to get my stuff together. And this is the way I'm going to get my stuff together. I didn't kind of give myself room to breathe.
Yeah.
In the sense I was like, well, 1 second, how do I plan to get my things together if I'm not living life and experiencing different things and like just growing as a person?
Right.
You know
because
what I mean?
You're only going to get your stuff together after you've learned more about yourself and you've experienced what's good for you, not good for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And also, I think it's important, you know, to have these experiences that, you know, when you're older, you're not looking back and being like, huh, I didn't really, you know, do what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I guess this is, I'm speaking for myself, obviously. I'm not speaking for anybody else. Like, you have people who are like, no, I know exactly what I'm doing, where I want to be, and this is their path. Because, I mean, I feel like that was me for, like, the longest time. I was like, no, this is what I'm going to do. And I was just, like, very serious about it. It just kind of was like, well, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe living abroad kind of, like, shook me a little bit because I think we grew up in New York and then we lived in Georgia. But like had I stayed in Georgia, it could have been like things would have been worked out differently. And I would have just been, you know, more serious and continued on like a different path.
Yeah.
But
I also feel like if you had stayed in Georgia,
you
would have gone through like the classic American college experience. Mm-hmm. I think you probably would have. Yeah, like you would have been serious. But you also would have built into that experience is, you know, enjoying and getting exposed to different things.
I definitely think that you're right with that. But I think that
think about high school. Because you were very serious, but you were also involved in different clubs.
I was, but I was very serious.
Right. But you were also being exposed.
I was also being exposed, but not in the same way that, you know, like being here and kind of like, I don't know what the thing was, but like at some point I was just like, I think honestly I'm giving you credit right now and it's recorded. You really helped me with that, like, you know, just like
letting loose.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, like, okay, that kind of gets into like the next topic, not topic, but like for myself, that I would kind of like easing my way to it. I'm like, okay, you know what, maybe I'm all right with dating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was one of the things that in my head, I was just like, why am I going to waste my time with this?
Okay.
Does that sound so bad? I was like, okay, automatically, someone interested in me, I'm like, okay, we're on different pages.
Like, your dating is very purposeful, intentional.
Yes.
There's a word that I'm trying to translate into English, and it's so hard for me to find exactly what it is, but I think the best I could do for right now is like purposeful and intention.
Mm-hmm.
Intentional. Yeah. Meaning like you're not there for the journey, you're there for the destination.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of like what it sounds like. And I know like it's kind of not, but like if there isn't potential, you're not going to say, okay, you know what, this could, you know, be a nice couple months or even 5 years. But if you know that like you're not looking for something to like occupy your time.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's occupying my time. Like, what are you doing right. wasting my time? That's literally how I would see it. I'm like, this makes no sense. I'm going to have to give you part of my time. And I'm sorry, but this is just not going to work. And that's like kind of how my perspective was for a very, very long time. And now I think, well, I kind of settled on the whole thing. Like, okay, if I'm friends with somebody and something happens, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, you know what? I know that I'm on the same page with the person. And I'm not getting, like, I don't want to get, like, too personal into, like, different things. But, like, you know, Avion knows. You guys can maybe get a hint. Take a hint? No. No, yeah. Take a hint is more like, can't you take a hint? That's, like, has negative connotation to it.
I don't know. I think if you had said maybe, like, you guys could maybe take the hint. I guess so.
Right? It kind of sounds...
Maybe you guys can read between the lines.
Yeah, read between the lines. That's what it is. Like, I guess I'm more open to the idea. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Meaning, guys, if you're interested, we're now accepting resumes. If you want to send them in to us, Galit and I will review them if she's interested in anyone.
This is the third time during this episode that you're like...
That I'm... Okay, Galit's making a weird, like, beak gesture with her hand. And kind of like poking. Oh, maybe that's what it is. Like,
yeah,
poking.
Poking fun at me about like different things. Yes, I got it.
I just like to say.
Yes.
Okay, you're saying that, you know, if it's first a friendship and then it turns into something more, so you're fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel so bad for the guy if it wasn't that way. If it was, you're gonna go on it like a first date, like a formal first date.
Yeah.
Or not a formal, but like an official first date and you going in with that mindset. Because I've been on the receiving end of that.
Okay, wait one second. What do you mean? Can you meaning like slow this down a bit?
If someone randomly saw you, asked you out on a date.
Yeah.
And you said yes, and then you went on a date.
Uh-huh.
So given your mindset of there needs to be potential and you can't be wasting my time, it probably wouldn't be a fun date for the guy.
Okay, so that's my whole thing. And that's literally what I have told people. I'm like, I'm just not right. interested in something.
Dating as
if
dating.
You want to be friends, we can be friends. And I just wasn't also interested in dating, period, because I was like, well, what is that going to lead to?
Right.
I don't understand. Like, I'm not
and
looking
for anything.
And if it's
not going to lead to that, so then you're not interested. And if it is going to lead to that, well, right now you're not interested.
Exactly. I think that is marriage, guys,
yeah,
by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I was also going to fill that in.
But like for me, I was just like, I don't see the point. And that's why I was just like friends, friends, friends. And then all of a sudden, well, what do you do with friends when all of a sudden somebody wants something more?
Right. Yeah.
I'm not talking about like personal things or anything, but like right. whatever.
So you're saying this past year or this coming year, how does this tie in?
This ties in with the fact that I'm saying, you know what? I didn't, because part of me, I'm like, well, one second, I'm all of a sudden changing my perspective. Why am I changing it so late? I'm already 24. Like, why didn't I change my perspective when I was 22? Like, why did I quote unquote waste time when I thought that would have been
wasting time? Not wasting time.
Exactly. Because I'm like, well, one second. Like, if I think I'm kind of throwing that away, like saying, maybe that wasn't the right approach. Like, what's wrong with, you know, making more time for like friends and like going on hikes and making more time, like being open to like, okay, maybe I do want to start going out and whatnot. Like, why did I quote unquote waste my time? Because my 20s are my years to be doing this. So right now I'm like, what do I mean? Like, what did I want to wait till 30 to get to this conclusion? I got to the conclusion at 24.
Right.
Like, that's okay. That this is when I, like, I'm still growing. I'm still learning different things. And that's why, for me, I'm like, okay, it's good for me to be, I guess, like, more aware. And that's why I'm saying, like, thank you, Aviel. Like, we talk and, like, there are different things that you just, like, you've been nagging me, I think, for, like, 2 years straight about different things. And I'm like, I'm finally, like, letting it, like, seep into my ears and
right.
mind and whatnot. But, like, I'm like, okay, well, one second. Now that I came to the conclusion that I want to kind of change, alter different things, like my thoughts, it's okay that I'm 24 years old.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of, I all of a sudden I was like, wow, that's like mid-20s, right? And so, like, I'm like, whoa, just when did that happen? That's, it's crazy. So I'm like, you know what? That's totally fine. I'm starting right now, fresh. Not fresh, but I'm like, that's fine. That whatever my thought process was, I have a new one. And you know what? Maybe in 2 years from now, I'm going to have an even newer one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or even if you revert back to the original one, as long as you have this like mindset that we were talking about, that, okay, whatever is going to happen this coming year is either going to be great or it's going to be an opportunity for me to learn and develop. Mm-hmm. And so even if you come to the conclusion that, wow, Galit, wow, I was really right this entire time, Aviel, you got in my head and you convinced me that this was the way that it should be. But if you say, okay, you know what? Fine. That's fine. I did something and it's not what I was expecting, mm-hmm, and it's not right for me. Fine. I learned from it.
Yeah. I actually like what you said because you know what? It could be
Why do you sound surprised? I actually like what you said.
Because I didn't think to include that.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, one second. You know what? You know what? I said you know it twice. But it's something important to take into account that, you know what? I'm kind of changing my perspective and my outlook on different things. But it's not necessarily the right thing. But it's the right thing for now.
Right.
That's how I feel. And that's also important that like I'm in sync, I guess, like with my feelings.
Yeah.
Like my emotions, feelings, and like my thoughts, like everything's kind of in sync. And that's like the way that I'm going now. You know what? It could be that I'll regret some things. It could be that, I don't know, I'll be talking to you. Don't worry. Like you're going to still like help me through different things, like processing. I'm like, huh, am I thinking the right way? But I think that what you were saying though is important to take into account. You know what? It could be in 2 years from now, I'm going to look back at this and I could say that, you know what? I am going back to what I was thinking at 23, 22, because I tried something new and that's just not me.
Right. There's something that I could say that like ties into what you were saying about, you know, being in sync with your feelings at the moment and not having regrets later, because I had it sounds weird to say that, like the opportunity to go out with a girl. Like there was a girl who was interested in me and I was kind of interested also, but I knew at the time that it wouldn't have been a good idea for us to start seeing one another. Mm-hmm. And I knew that later on, and I'm kind of like happy with with my self-awareness, but I knew that later on I'd be like, Aviel, why didn't you? Like, why would you say no? But I also knew that later on I would understand that, okay, right now, you know, future me, a year from now me, would fit him to go out with this girl. You know, and like, it doesn't really matter what the exact reason is, but like the timing was off. Mm-hmm. And I knew that in a year from now, heck yeah, I would say definitely, I would be super happy to. But I knew that at the time, like present Aviel, who's now has the opportunity, it's not really going to work out for him. And yeah, so
I remember that actually.
Yeah. Like, I knew that future me would really want to, and I knew that present me doesn't want to, but I also understood that future me would say, okay, yeah, right now in the future, I wish that I could go back, but with, you know, my current situation. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure like how much that made sense, but like, I was like, there are two versions of Aviel, present and future. Present says like, listen, I know I'm going to regret this. And future is saying, listen, I know that like, I understand that back then it didn't fit for you. Like right now, if the opportunity presented itself, that would have been great. But like certain things happen at different times and not everything lines up.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying, like in a broader sense, is mm-hmm. that like sometimes in life you're going to have something like in the moment and you're like, it's not going to fit me. And in the future, it will. Like things change. People are dynamic.
I think like at the end of the day, it's really just like we're pushing this mindset. Again, if it works for you, it works for you. I think we're just talking about our experiences. If it resonates with you, great. If there's something that you can say, I know myself and I know that that's not something that fits me, then also great. But just, you know, starting this new year with the right mindset of, okay, here are some things that I want to change. I'm starting fresh. Whatever doesn't go my way, that's fine. It's just going to be an opportunity for me to learn.
Yeah. And just like staying positive, just having that positive outlook, not just like staying positive, but like actively being positive.
Yeah.
I think that's all we really have to say, right?
Yeah, just about.
I'm pretty excited for this new year.
It's going to be a good one, good year, good episodes. Hopefully we'll have some funny stories to share with you along the way. We wish you guys a year of happiness and health and learning, self-growth. Anything else you want to add, Galit?
Good things.
Yeah. That covers it all.
Yeah.
Thanks again for tuning in. This is Life Lesson Thrift Job.
Bye.